Well, I am here with Senator John Thune. Senator, how does it feel to be back in the Hub City?
Feels great. A lot going on in the Hub City. It's been really fun. We've kind of had a what I would call almost kind of an economic development tour, particularly the downtown area, just seeing all the things that are happening there and visiting with some of the community city leaders to talk about what their needs are in the future. So just a really good day, full day, and a chance to see a lot of folks that are working really hard to make Aberdeen a great place to live and to work and to raise families.
Awesome. And I overheard earlier that you were actually supposed to be here before the holidays even started, but you ended up getting stuck in DC.
I did. I was this was going to be a this a little pre-Christmas tour, but and a holiday tour. But anyways, it turned out it was great. And this is like I said, the chance today to see the investment that's being made in the community, particularly the downtown area, the commitment of the leadership here, and a lot of folks who just again want to make Aberdeen a really wonderful place to live and are succeeding very well at it, I would say.
Absolutely, I would definitely agree with that. So kind of going shifting from local to the bigger issues now. The pressing issues in DC, do you want to share a little bit on those with pressing issues that's happening in America right now?
Yeah, there's a lot going on, not only at home but around the world. And so you look at the world and you realize how what a dangerous place it is in the Middle East and Russia, Ukraine, the Asia Pacific. There's just a lot of challenges and things that we have to pay attention to in terms of America's national security interest. And here at home, that means also protecting our southern border. Southern border has become a real national security risk. It's just been open. We had, the month of December, over 300,000 people be apprehended trying to come into the country illegally. That doesn't count the people that got away. And in that group, you've got cartels and drug smugglers and weapon smugglers and human traffickers and gang members and people who've been convicted of crimes and have warrants out for their arrest and people on the terrorist watch list. So the southern border has become a portal. It used to be people coming from Central and South America coming here for a better life. Now it's people from all over the world who have figured out that if you want to get into our country, you come across the southern border. So that's got to be addressed. And it's a major issue we're working on, among others. But so, between now and in the next few weeks, we're going to hopefully deal with a national security package that addresses not only those threats that we face around the world, but also here at home at our southern border.
Absolutely. No, that's definitely a big issue, pressing issue right now. I know another one of the pressing issues is kind of the budget issue. It seems like last few years, it just seems like we threat of a government shutdown, every other month. Do you have any reaction or comments on that and the financial budget of the US?
Right. I mean, I think we're going to have to, make sure that we fund the government. What form that takes or shape take that takes right now remains to be seen. I hope we can get a normal appropriations process done. There are typically, the federal government is broken up into 12 different appropriations bills. In other words, 12 buckets of how you fund the government. And what Congress should be doing is passing each one of those bills separately. So 12 separate appropriation bills. Typically, what happens now is a lot of them you get a pile up at the end of the year like we have now, and a lot of those bills haven't been passed, and then you've got to figure out how to continue to, to fund the government into the future. And this fiscal year, which has started October 1st, we're already well into it. I'm hoping that we can get a normal process, but one way or the other, we'll keep the government funded, and we'll make sure that the country continues to pay its debts, but we need to do it in a fiscally responsible way. And try and demonstrate as much restraint as possible at a time when we've got out of control deficits and out of control debt. And so a lot of the pressure right now on the federal budget is from conservatives. I count myself among those who are trying to ensure that we're spending at levels that are necessary, but not blowing a huge hole in our fiscal situation, which is already quite perilous.
Absolutely, absolutely. I guess to kind of just wrap things up, you mentioned, the many issues that we have going on in America today. But if you could give American citizens, a positive comment or message or positive hope to idea or thing to look forward to in the future, what would that be?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, people need to stay engaged with their leadership in the country. And I say that locally, state, federal level, but for sure at the federal level, yeah, we have a lot of challenges. We have national security challenges. We have economic challenges at home with inflation. We've got the southern border. We need to get a new farm bill passed, which is a big priority for us here in South Dakota and something I've been working on now for a really long time. And, you know, there's all kinds of new emerging technologies like artificial intelligence that are going to impact the way a lot of us live. And so there's plenty of challenge out there, but Americans have demonstrated in the past that they're very able to rise to that challenge. And we're a resilient country. We're a country that's built upon a really solid foundation. We just need people who care enough about the future of the country to be engaged in making sure that we make the right decisions, that we have the right leadership in place and the right policies in place to continue to make America the world leader. I mean, the reason people are flocking to this country is because they want to live here. And there's a reason for that. And it's because we have a strong and vibrant economy. We have the rule of law. We have a constitution and, you know, democracy where people have freedoms and rights and that they don't have in other places around the world. And so we have a lot to be thankful for. Certainly a lot of challenge and that requires strong and courageous leadership. But I think the American people need to, and the people of South Dakota, know that this is a great country and we're going to continue to make sure it stays that way.
Thank you, Senator John Thune, for joining me today. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to take time out of your day to join us today.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.